Some of it you gon' like, some of it you ain't. Tired of hearing fools complaining in barber chairs and beauty shops.
This is Truth Brothers Radio.
That's more like it.
If you're not listening to the Truth Brothers,
this is Truth AT.
Truth Brothers Radio. Hello, everybody. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. That's 818-514-1202.
And as always, you guys know you can send us an email with your questions or comments at truthbrosradio@gmail.com. And truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
Yeah, and the chat room is wide open. Come on in and make it a party, man. What's going on? Yeah.
What a day, man.
Monday, been a Monday for you.
It's been a Monday. It's just been blah.
No fun day.
Yeah, they call it Moan Day.
There you go.
So, yeah, but no, I don't know. Good day, man. Good day. Got some things to take care of. Gigs coming along. So, yeah, life is good right now.
Your weekend?
Woo! We want to go into that right now?
That's where we at. Yeah. That's where we at.
Carry some news over the weekend. Heard some news.
Okay, why don't we switch it up a little bit?
Yeah,
you go ahead and holler who we need to holler at.
All right.
I'll start with my weekend, and then you can finish it off.
With mine?
With yours, because I got a feeling yours is the...
Don't I keep a few?
Yeah.
All right.
We're going to throw our apologies.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to throw our apologies in there before we get started.
I think we might. Look, last week things got out of... If you guys didn't get a chance in last week's show, we kind of went there. And, yeah, wasn't so nice, wasn't so hot with the acceleration, I guess. But all in all, man, it was a fun show to us.
It was a fun show.
I had a ball.
A lot of people liked it. Some people not so much.
A lot of people took offense to us talking about our quote-unquote sloughs. Yeah, so...
Just in fun, they're just jokes.
They're just jokes, people. We don't mean it. It hurts, baby. It hurts. Anyway, shouts out to Marissa Burt. She says she will be listening, so we got to shout her out. What up? How you feeling?
Well, I can tell you officially she ain't listening right now.
Oh, yeah? Fat nada. Nothing's changed. Jose Del Rio.
What's up, bro?
All right, man. We got to shout out B-Cole, man. He's actually in Hollywood right now pitching that screenplay for his joint. So hopefully that blow up, she waits.
I'm saying, man. It's going to be hard. Keep going the way we going. We ain't going to be in it.
No, sir. And then there's Zen One. Got to shout him out. Mookie, Josh Sims, Sarai. Definitely got to shout them out again. Sade Dixon, got a shout out. And to my boy Corey Patterson, giving him a what's up. And shouts out to the producer Supreme, man, Candace. Haven't talked to her in a while, man. Just feel breaking.
Yeah, got a lot of y'all need Candace back.
Yeah, I guess we just, because I think that all stems from last week's show. We really, really,
yeah,
it was not good. We went to the principal's office after that.
Yeah, we did.
That wasn't good.
Yeah.
But whatever, we don't stop. DJs, B-Days, Mardell Cleveland, LaShawna Richard, okay, Crystal Sinclair, Anthony's mom, man, Irena Davis, celebrating her birthday tomorrow.
Nice, nice. Yeah, my boy Mardell,
that's
my man, yeah.
Mardell Cleveland?
Yeah, he's cool.
Oh, good people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's D's son.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jack McAdams. Cheryl Williams, Dion Barnes, Shalicia Brooks, Deidre Jones, Joel Johnson, LaDrea Williams, Robert Barnes Jr., and Marlon Fears. Happy birthday from you guys from Truth Brothers Radio. Thanks for all the love and support.
There you go. All right.
We'll get into it.
Yeah, my weekend was okay. Nice.
Okay.
Relatively uneventful.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got some work done. We got to actually get a little work done.
A little bit.
I did a little relaxing and chilling. I really can't complain.
Really?
Not too much.
Not at all. Not in the least bit of.
Oh, I could make some complaints.
Oh,
but
what good would that do?
Right.
I got you.
So I mean, sun is shining. Summer's shaping up to be a.
I'm hoping.
Summer's shaping up to be one of those.
I'm hoping.
I'm trying not to carry no grudges because all I want to do is live this summer.
Dude, we got planes to jump out of.
We got planes to jump out of. If I'm not riding my motorcycle, I'm going to be in my Corvette.
Notice he had to throw it out there, people.
So, hey, you going to be in your bike? Yes.
That's
a nice
bike.
Light.
Yeah.
I'm trying to take 2014 out to appreciate, stop, and smell the flowers.
I'd rather stop and kick a bug.
That's how your weekend was?
Actually, it wasn't. My boy gave me some crazy news over the weekend. I'm not going to say no names, right? But one of my boys, man, we were getting ready to go play ball. I hear a story from my friend about my friend, right?
Here we go.
So do we need to wait for Terrible Truth or just
no?
Hey, I was about to say, hey, we could play the music.
We're five minutes in Pomeroy time.
All right. So anyway, so I'm out riding with my boy. We chilling, we doing our thing. We getting ready to go play some ball, right? He say, man, have you heard? I'm like, heard what, right?
About the bird.
My man say, man, my boy finds out some news. I'm like, yo, what happened? He's like, yo, we got this boy. He finds out, right? Let me just say, paint the picture first.
Let's paint the picture.
Because I don't think me telling y'all ain't painting. This, I got to
Rembrandt it up.
My boy goes ahead. He busts his arse every day for his girl. And
trying to make you happy, baby.
She stays home. She's chilling. Life's gold for her, right? She just got the boy. No, he got one boy and one little girl. They got two kids.
Stay
together,
at home
right?
with the kids. I'll go work at the grease mill.
I'll do the 13-hour shifts because, hell, I'm taking care of the house, right? My man handling his business, right? Coming home. Eyes bloodshot red because he's been lifting horses all day. cleaning rectums, right? So,
hey, the horse rectums don't clean themselves.
They Rotel, get over there and clean them horses.
Yes, sir.
Yes, some balls. You won't
put my fingers in there. I think of my wife and kids.
Because I have don't put your glove on, Rotel. Grab the child out of the horse's arse. So, my man goes in, he comes home, right? He's chilling one day. He finds his kids say, Daddy, do you know when you gone?
Here we go. Oh, you know. when you're at work cleaning rectums. When you're at work cleaning rectums, Uncle Tibby is by. Uncle who? Sweet 16 is what we call it.
Mom says to call him 16. We never knew why. So, whole time.
What's an Alabama black snake, Dad?
Mom says. Whatever it is, Mom must have liked it because she keeps eating them. So, long story. We ain't going to long story short this. We gonna roll this out, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
See, y'all see the man's face right now. So, my man says, hey, man, his son comes to him and say, Daddy, you know when you're swapping asses over there at the horse picking pool, Mom, every time you leave, Mom brings
other dad
next door, the next door guy, the guy next, Wilson. Mom brings.
And all he has is the hat.
He don't even put the gate to his face. Mom brings Wilson over, right?
Wilson.
So what? So he says, what do they do? I don't know. They play the game. They play the game and turn the music up loud and go in the room. Who room?
Your room.
Now, my man is fuming, right?
You think?
He's fuming to the
you
point.
You think he just borrowed my lawnmower? This motherfucker just borrowed my goddamn lawnmower.
That's where you're at right there?
I like my lawnmower.
Okay. So my man goes in there. He goes to his wife. Now, he said he's smashing it. First off, the dude next door, Wilson, is smashing the girl while the kids are at home. First off, right?
We playing Twister.
Don't tell your dad.
We don't go play snakes on a plane.
Here's a little Spanish guitar, boy. Learn how to play it. Your dad's going to be in a tent soon. So they breeze forward. Little man is over there, doing his thing whatever, with his daughter. First off, your daughter's there too, bro. Right? The mom ain't got enough respect for
tea party.
Mom ain't got enough respect for herself. Who cares? But you going to smash while the daughter's there? Okay.
The neighbor came by to fix the clog in the sink.
So dude finds out whatever. He goes to the girl, right? Girls, he finds it through the text message, though. Actually, he didn't believe the son. He looked through the text message. It says, yeah, he just left for
that
the work.
Punk-ass knucker just left.
Come over here
smelling like horse's ass.
Now you come over here and give me what I like, right?
Wash me.
So, breeze for a little more. The boy comes back. He finds a joint. He sends a text message. So my man like, all right, I've already checked her, so to speak, but he didn't put no hands on her. He just like, you know what? I'll deal with you in a second. Grab phone. Hey, he just left for the night. That's my boy. Send a dude the message, come over, right?
Here we go. We going to have a party.
Dude.
Yes, sir.
Dude gets ready to come over. I would have played the other with the fight noises because my man opens the door, yanks, yoink. And
come in here.
Yeah.
What are you doing here?
And why are you? I didn't know. I didn't wear. Yeah. And he, seven up. You run from me. Don't touch him, Clarence. All this is going on, right? Kid's still there. Man goes in. He's getting ready to choke a girl out. I hit me. Now, she's getting tough with him.
Yeah.
Hit me.
So now you're bad because you beat up my lover. Hit me. That's your problem. You're violent. Hit me. And somehow she turned it into it being his fault.
It's his fault.
You mess up everything.
You work
That's
all
why
the
I
time.
Can't be happy.
You work all the time. And man.
Working so I don't have to. But I would have worked. I just screwed somebody at the job.
Whatever. All I know is you chased my man out this house. And she told him that. You chased
How dare you? Chase my man out the house you pay for. You always wonder why I was never no baloney when you got here? Because he ate it.
Yes, right. Eating your baloney. Knocker.
Now hit me. Thank you. That just got to show off to a roaring start.
Really? I found that to be, dude,
And somehow it was his fault.
Yeah.
Somehow, some way, he brought all of this on himself.
Yes. Nobody blamed the woman. The women were at her. First
Girl,
off.
He jumped him. See, that's why it happened. He always trying to jump people.
What happened was, even his sister was like, well, you do work a
you
lot.
You work too much.
She needs
Why ain't
attention.
You pampering your woman with everything? Paying for the bills and the mortgage is not enough. Literally working so she don't have to isn't enough. You've got to be a man, brother. All right. Here's what we going to do. Let's go into this break, and when we come back, we'll do some terrible truth. True Brothers Radio.
Take care of your lady.
We don't want no weapon. No weapon. Don't need no ammunition.
No ammunition.
It's killing of the nation.
Truth Brothers Radio.
This is Candace from Truth Brothers Radio. As you may know, for 2012, Truth Brothers Radio has received two Jordan McHale Awards for Best New Show of the Year, as well as Best New Group or Duo, and we couldn't have done it without you and your continued support. Keep listening to the Truth Brothers live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com or call into the show at 818-514-1202 to listen and give us your questions or comments. Missed an episode? No worries. All episodes are archived on our Blog Talk Radio page, Facebook, or you can download episodes for free on iTunes. Be sure to check out our clips on YouTube and share them with your friends and family. Again, thanks for all the love and support as we keep doing our thing. Peace.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Terrible Truth, with your terrible anchors, Ray and Devon.
Greetings and salutations. This is Kid Clark of The Terrible Truth. This portion of The Terrible Truth is brought to you by Noah's Heterosexual Animals Only Cruise Line. One-eight-eight-eight-MO-WATER. That's 1-888-MOWATER.
And also brought to you by Paula Deen's Nicklets. By the bunch or by the sack, Nicklets are good for any occasion.
Nicklets?
Yeah. No, Paula, she love them.
Yeah, I told you, Nicklets, I was sorry, but you won't from me. Okay.
Yeah. 818-514-1202. To anybody got any comments about that sad, sad story?
Bro, shout out to my boy. I ain't gonna say his name.
Don't say, yeah,
but
we
gotta
send him a letter. Hey, man.
True bros know your pain.
Never can be right.
No, I do.
You never can be right.
I didn't tell you I called the show today.
Boy, being responsible is just too much.
It's not. You know what it is, man. One, right? I don't understand how, well, we'll get into the terrible truth. Give us a second. Let us vent for a second. I don't understand why.
We had a growing queue after that. They, yep, okay.
They're going there.
They're all women. He's on there on that again.
But at the end, man, I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, like, it's all these people, man, who always consistently say the man is wrong, the man is wrong, men are wrong, whatever. Why isn't, like, even in, what's the movie, The Family That Prays, when Sanaa did, the good dude who won, they was like, well, hey, he was, bro. Then when,
right, he was, bro.
I mean, then he stole her money? Like, all, I'm like, y'all don't, nobody sees that the man didn't even know. He went there, he couldn't get a car to get to work. He goes to the bank to borrow 20, hey, you know, you got 900,000 chilling. For real?
But my Ford Focus,
dude,
it's got a bad ride.
yo 84 shit hole. That's what's out there. And she, nah, we
doors
can't.
Rusting off.
We can't get you. You can't take $2,000 of that.
Nope.
And just get a neon.
Or this benzo shining. But I gotta have that for the job.
And that's my money. That's anyway, right? Yeah, but anyway, let's
we
go
digress.
Let's get into some fun, right? Dad beats boy who he catches in the shower with his daughter. Good times. No?
Oh,
really not there?
Really?
Yeah.
So we, let's take a bath. It's the story.
No. Not dad was in the bed.
No.
Yeah.
Brother.
The brother.
Oh, who?
A boy.
Oh, a boy just showering.
A boy
up
with his daughter.
With his, oh.
Yeah.
That's
I'm like.
More like it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Athens Clark County Police arrested a 49-year-old man Tuesday on charges of battery and cruelty to children after they said.
Cruelty to children. By making sure she's clean.
After they said he caught his daughter
behind her ears. I'm trying to help.
After they said he caught his daughter's boyfriend in the shower with her.
Yeah. Saving water. It's no sense in both of us taking separate showers after sex.
Listening to R. Kelly's Cookie.
Yep, R. Kelly. He'll let your children listen to the child molester, huh?
Police responded to a call from Clinton, Ontario Ward, who said he had caught teens inside his apartment. When officers arrived, they spoke with Ward outside of the apartment when entered to talk to the teens. Ward's 16-year-old stepdaughter was showering with her 16-year-old boyfriend when Ward came home.
Cleaning all the rings on that tree.
Officer said Ward came home, sat on his couch. He said he heard his daughter talking in the bathroom.
Yep.
And in this,
yep, talking about drip, drip, dripping wet.
And initially thought she was on the phone. But once he heard a male voice,
hell yeah, this is good.
Bend over.
Hell yeah. Oh, you missed the spot.
I got you, baby. Turn around. Got
to get the pink winker clean.
Boy, what the? Yeah, all right. It's a no cue having winning weekend. Let's do it. Didn't know this is what we were doing, but hell, why not, right?
Oh my God, it winks back at you.
And it even blinks mayonnaise. Stay there. Hold her down. But once he heard a male's voice, he said he listened.
That's not the phone. Hey.
He said he listened closer to make certain she wasn't just speaking to someone on the speakerphone.
What a dumbass.
That could be the speakerphone. Let me listen. Why is she breathing so hard?
Yes, Daddy, is what she was hearing.
Hit me harder. What's going on in there?
What condom? He said he then sat back on the couch and waited for them to emerge from the bathroom.
Because I didn't want to interrupt their privacy. I did not want to infringe on their privacy.
According to the police report, when she came out of the shower, she saw Ward sitting on the couch in the living room. She said she knew she was in trouble. She was wearing a towel while her boyfriend was nude.
He liked the way the water drips off.
Watch that extendo drip. Watch this, pops. Bloop. See that? See how I roll between that slit there?
Don't worry about that. Just pee in the shower. Oh, my God.
Officer.
Oh, my God.
Officer said Ward began cursing and yelling at the two of them. That's all, though. Never mind.
What's going on?
Yes.
Why of all the filth, foreign filth? Well, I'm thoroughly disappointed in you.
And you, sir, are not invited to Christmas. I'll tell you that right now. As the two retreated to the bedroom,
excuse us, but we're not prepared to have this conversation. Come on, Billy. Let's go to the bedroom. You're always ruining things, Dad.
Stepdad.
Oh, we all know about the love stepdad.
Let's continue, son. God. As the two retreated to the bedroom,
we gotta put our clothes back on.
I'm saying,
you
want to
talk to me naked?
Dude, you cool with this? Take this in, bro. Are you cool with this? At least you get naked or let me get dressed. One of these got to happen.
Come on, man.
As the two retreated to the bedroom, Ward pushed his stepdaughter out of the way and went after the boy.
Come here, young little whippersnapper.
I'm going to rip it off.
As he pogo sticking around the room.
Sir,
can't catch me.
Sir,
I'm young.
Sir, could you please stop pulling? I'm getting like I'm shower time with your daughter again. I'm just saying. As the boy tried to pick, police reported that Ward pushed the boy up against the wall and punched him in the chest and face. Now it's getting right around harder. The girl said had a red eye from being hit in the face. Police said Ward left the room and called.
Hit her in the face.
I refuse to believe that.
That's tallywhacker.
That was that pop.
Yeah,
I told you.
That don't play with it.
Didn't they tell you to put you out? Stop there. Giggity, 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 giggity.
You're quack.
Giggity goo. The boy's mother asked officers to press charges against Ward for his attack on her son.
How dare you attack my son for freaking your daughter?
Mom.
Do that stroke I showed you, son.
Yeah. Yeah, like that. Like that. Did you film it like
Put
I asked
back
you
back into it.
All right. Police arrested Ward and charged him with battery, cruelty to children, both for hitting the boy as well as...
Well, there you go, because it's the father's fault he caught.
Hold on. Check this out.
Oh, my God.
Both for hitting the boy as well as allowing his stepdaughter to witness him punching the boy.
I'm done. 818-514-1202. I quit. Now the dude can get in your shower, waste your water, screw your daughter, and you're the bad guy. Oh, it's going to be one of those shows.
Dude. And then you
break time. Break time. Let's take another. When we come back, the injustice
of the man.
True Brothers Ring.
Is there? Truth Brothers Radio.
Brothers Radio.
Cock-a-doodle-doo, it's time for chicken.
Cock-a-doodle-doo, it's time for tea. Eat a 90-piece bucket, you can tell.
He's been to Clucking Bell.
The chicken is a bird with a tiny brain.
So we assume he doesn't feel any pain.
We shrink their heads and we breed them fast. Six wings, 40 breaths.
Farming can sing.
We denied it all before a surprise spell. Come down to the Clucking Bell.
Clucking Bell! If you enjoy it, the chicken didn't die in vain.
Escúchela.
Truth Brothers Radio.
The new moon rode high in the crown of the metropolis, shining like who on top of this? People was tussling, arguing and bustling. Gangsters are Gotham, hardcore hustling. I'm wrestling with words and ideas. My ears is pricked, seeking what will transmit. Scribe to the box, transcript. Yo, this ain't no time where the usual want to suit them all.
Brothers, True Brothers Radio, we're back. And the whole show is dedicated to the joke being on you like the joke was on Dad.
Yep.
So, come home from a nice hard day at the grease mill.
Doing your best.
Either the kids are saying, hey, second dad is here. He always leaves just before you get here. Or your kids use up all the hot water while they're screwing their boyfriends in the shower. He gets mad. Your young whippersnapper deflowering my daughter.
Yeah.
And we got to charge you, sir. This is your fault.
I've never heard of a charge where you can get charged for allowing your daughter to watch. Like, what if her
as you beat up the guy who was screwing her?
You told her nobody's allowed in the house. I'm going to go to work.
Nobody.
Nobody's allowed in the house. Whoo.
He wasn't in the house. He was in the shower.
So technically, I'm right here, Dad. Deal with it.
And the mother doesn't say, boy, you ain't got no business in them people's house doing that to their daughter. How dare you beat him for doing what boys do?
He was just being a boy. Now, let me ask you. You find out your boy has been scrawling the neighbor kid. Girl, the neighbor girl. Now, neighbor girl's dad went uppercut, left, left, down, right hook, uppercut, body shot on your son.
This is the game you've chosen to play. I know when I was a young lad.
Back
if
in your
I'm
day.
Going, if I'm going to try to get some, you got right. It's like a video gets obstacles in the way,
right?
And Dad is one of them. And to get caught butt naked in the shower,
I'm sorry.
When you were a teenager,
yeah.
And you knew when you was gonna get a piece of clucking bell. When you was getting a piece of clucking bell, you knew what to expect if Pops came home. That's why you jump out the second floor window.
Yes, sir.
You don't walk through the
But then again,
how you doing, Mr. Thompson?
We don't know if the girl was like, are you could do? He probably was scared. And then he's a punk.
When I was little, he used to come home from work. Mom's texting. I hate everything.
No, I mean, I'm just saying, though, man. You don't feel, at least as the father that could have been to that boy, you don't feel
butt naked in the shower. I'd be like, boy, what was you thinking?
And he's coming home,
But the boy isn't eye this big. He gave him a couple of chest shots.
And a face shot.
Okay.
That's good enough. I'm asking you.
Yes, you don't get. One, you went in that man's house. You trespassed, and you took his, you deflowered his property. You fertilized his lawn.
Okay.
And then you got caught.
So you would.
And then we're going to the room. Let's go.
That's why I believe that the girl had to tell that boy, he's a punk, man. Come on, Roach.
Now that boy didn't say, oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Jenkins. I didn't know. He didn't.
We don't know. The girl, look, all I'm saying
is.
Okay,
we don't know he humbled himself. So don't tell me that he didn't humble himself.
We don't know he didn't.
We don't know he did.
All I know is the girl, You come, you get out the shower, right? Not you. Boy gets out the shower and sees you. He's going to freeze from fear on his own. He wouldn't say, oh, your dad's here.
Yeah.
No, no, he wouldn't say, your dad's here. Okay, come on, let's go to the room. He only went to that room because she said, let's go to the room. So I have to believe that boy was, dude, you know if you got caught in the girl's crib and the dad came home.
If I got caught in the girl's crib and the dad was, I'm thinking I'm a dead man.
Exactly.
And I'm hoping that this man has enough mercy to let me get out of there. I'm trying to run for it.
Yes.
Butt booty naked, but I'm trying to run for it.
I told you, I was caught with just a girl's brother and her and his boys was in the living room.
Oh, how'd that work out for you?
I ended up staying in the closet the whole night.
Yeah. Because you were, okay. What if you was in the shower?
With the boy's sister? Man, it'd probably been some bad.
Yeah, so if they gave you a pumpkin head, they'd be wrong, right?
Yeah, man.
Hold it down, boys.
I was told they wouldn't be here there. And two,
you was a false contract.
They didn't get there till after everything, you know, bam, all right.
Yeah, you laid there basking in your glory.
Yeah, it's the morning glory. Say it to me. Let me hear you say, hey, Miss Carter. This
right.
is what I want.
They hit the dough. That's why I shot it. Telling their story. How much money we get? Yeah. Oh, this is, yeah. Light that. Light it up.
No. My sister, don't wake my sister. She's a square.
Trying to go to college.
Yeah. That's why next week we robbing him too. All this is going on. Six of them. Guns loaded. And I can't get out the window. That's basement floor. And they got bars.
To keep that from happening.
So, yeah, I had to just, I waited him out.
We're really getting off the
rails.
Yeah,
I guess. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Hey.
This is supposed to be a nice levity-filled show about the joke being on you and what people do.
For pure entertainment.
Yeah.
And because of that, we will have that second hour. Will be, man, y'all got to hear some of these prank calls we got coming up, man. We can get into it. I mean, I thought you might want to jump into your thing.
Hey,
but
people are, y'all are being better.
Really? That's what we're hearing.
That's what we're hearing.
Wow. All right. And here you go. I'm just hearing a whole bunch of, yep. Never mind.
Well, no, let's hear it.
No, definitely not.
It's definitely not nice.
Not nice at all. It ain't about us. No.
Oh.
No, we're good. It's just a random story. Go ahead, sir. I'll put it out there.
Fine. All right.
So,
here we go.
You want
to, let me give you a story.
Okay, cool.
Let me give you a story.
Yeah, I thought, well.
Let's talk about my man, David Baston. Not related to Michael Baston.
Is it Baston or Baston?
This is Baston.
Oh, okay.
Whatever. My man goes to jail.
Uh-huh.
On the day that his child was born. Why? Because he was in the hospital. Handing out cigars is too simple. Anybody can do that. He started handing out weed and lighting it up.
There you go.
Because I've had a child. It's tradition.
See.
Stupid Florida. Yeah. 28-year-old Florida man was jailed Tuesday after he was allegedly caught smoking marijuana after his pregnant girlfriend was admitted into the maternity ward of the local hospital.
Gonna have a little G-God. What up, folks? smoke that.
According to police, officers was dispatched to the Martin Memorial Medical Center. Stuart, Florida. Not that Martin.
Oh, I thought they meant the King.
Yeah, no. After a nurse reported a burning smell of marijuana.
Smells like Oklahoma Kush in here. I knows that smell anywhere.
What a dumbass.
Oh, my God.
That's pure sticky.
Right.
Go ahead, sir. I'm sorry.
Right. Arriving officers followed the smell to the room inside the maternity ward.
What up, fool?
Where his girlfriend had been admitted. when officers confronted the man, he handed them a vaporizer that contained a leafy substance.
Yeah, I just got this kid, God.
Yes. Bacon was reported to have said, I'm celebrating the birth of my child.
Quit being a square.
As he handed it off to other expected fathers.
We'll hit this guy.
It's a celebration. My child's going to be somebody.
Who lights up? Who lights up Kush when the child is born? I don't
at the
know.
Hospital.
You know what? I don't even know. Do the people still say Kush?
I don't know.
I've never smoked. So
I don't know.
I don't know if that's the correct terminology.
I don't know. I just remember the last time we came close to this topic, Tony called it reefer, and I quit. I lost it.
You got your hands on that reefer.
On that what?
On that reefer.
Tragic.
Sitting on Tops papers, smoking them reefers.
You're rolling that all wrong.
And you're getting so much slob in it. Give it here.
Oh.
Who still smokes, man? Like, okay, let me. 818-514-1202. I know
yes.
We got smokers out there, right? Whatever, right?
Yeah.
I just want to, I've been asked to partake. I just never have because I didn't personally see.
You're square.
Yeah, I guess I'm a square.
You're
all my
square.
Friends say they, what's crazy is all of my friends would be like, yo, I just want to see you high one time. Because
you're crazy as it is. You get high, it's going to be just
It's going to be a knee slapper. And, you know, but then again, I had one friend who does smoke, and she was like, no, you don't need to, because
it's bad for you.
Yeah, so I shout out to my friend. She knows who she is, who smokes, and said, you know what, this ain't for you.
Nah, I was told, don't tell him. Don't tell him. He'll mess it all up.
What?
That's what I was told. I was told, yeah, let's light it. Don't tell him.
Don't tell him we smoking.
He'll mess it all up.
So why wouldn't they want to tell you?
I'm a prude.
Okay.
I'm a square.
Well,
always talking about futures and taxes. Always talking about future and taxes. And, you know, he won't drink and drive. He won't do nothing.
Well, that is, I mean, you do live a safe kind of life, man. It's safe. It's content.
Right. It's hey, but do I not get joy when the cop roll behind my Corvette and get the running plates?
Right, you only mention the Corvette. You don't.
Because I'm a prude and I'm boring, yet I have a Corvette.
And about to get a motorcycle.
Hey, God, hey.
You know, just it pays to
about
win.
About to jump out of play. Not old Tony. He's boring. Not that guy.
Yeah, so you're a square.
You won't do the thing that will mess up your future.
You know what, man?
Why does always doing the thing that will just screw up everything is what's cool?
Because, dude, anything that requires levity is not cool. Anything that requires you to think or be okay is danger is in dumb. I believe that.
I tried to show somebody Cosmos, a show that we recommended to you guys about
two weeks ago.
Yeah, a show we recommended. I tried to show it to somebody, and they was, turn this off.
It's boring.
Joel Osteen is on.
And he's preaching the truth. Speaking of preaching the truth, right?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, buddy, right?
The life-changing movie.
No, right? Dig him. The Christians dig him. That's what I say now, what I want you to understand. Dig him. The Christians are highly pissed at Noah because it's not factual to the story, which I think we were talking about that.
Why? I don't like this movie. It's not factual to the fantasy that was handed to me in that book.
I said, were you there? How do you know what's factual or not Where you there?
The book never mentioned it.
Then it's like, you know, and I think we talked about
jack,
it.
We gonna jack God's ship.
Dude, it's like, it's what the when I heard the reviews and everything about people talking about it, it's like 300 with the Bible story in it.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's like,
we
it's
took a,
story
and gave it a shot of adrenaline.
Yeah, you, yes.
For you guys.
Yes. It's, but not the tap dancers. Not them. They went ahead.
The who?
The tap dancers. You know. And Jesus percolate. Yeah, shout music, people.
The videos I had to see to get that song.
Yeah, shout music.
Dude. How dare you make up a movie and add to the story?
That's what I was like. How can it be factual? First off, if you wanted facts, you wouldn't have Noah. Nothing about the movie consists of facts. Nothing about the story consists
Nothing.
Of facts. These
the
knockers,
whole earth flooded.
Yes.
The entire planet flooded.
Except for the good ones.
Everest. Gone. Underwater.
Yeah. They say that's what happened to Atlantis. It just hasn't surfaced yet. Then these cats try to tell me.
What a dumbass.
Dude, they knocked on my door first off, right?
They knocked on your... They hit you with the...
They knocked, yeah. Don't hold me back. Don't hold me back.
I want to tell you a story.
Yes.
How the entire planet flooded.
Knocked on me door.
Has anyone ever thought to them, how did the entire earth flood?
Hey. Questions are for blasphemy.
First off, let's get something straight. God don't like all these pesky questions.
You can miss God.
God
with
didn't
questions.
Give you that brain for you to ask questions. He gave you that brain for blind obedience.
Now know it, love it, accept it, and get on your knees.
Yep, topic coming.
Hold him down. Anyway,
I do plan on seeing the movie. Number
yes,
one. I want to know how seven family members
mm-hmm.
built a ship
big enough
to hold
big enough
every animal on the planet.
Now here's the thing.
I'm sorry, every mammal.
There you go.
On the planet.
No. Cause
no, every land animal on the planet.
Because you couldn't foot.
Can't say mammal because
whales.
Whales wasn't sweating it.
No.
Whales like,
we here.
Works out.
We're good.
No problem. Didn't have to worry about them.
I want to know if he releases the dove at the end of the, at the end of the movie.
There's some pressure on that dove.
Make sure everything's all right?
Go.
Get out of here.
Tell me what you see.
Yes, sir.
I'll be back. It's water over there.
Is it just as absurd if I had told you that he sent Rocky the Flying Squirrel to go?
No, because Rocky the Flying Squirrel isn't real. There you go. See, here's where you're wrong, see. Rocky is only here to tell you for something you really enjoy.
I gotta get that.
The dove, and now for something you really enjoy. Yeah.
Land.
Dude. My only issue
what
was...
What did the lion eat?
Oh, he was cool for them 40 days and 40 nights. He was cool.
40 days in a month and 10 days.
No. Let me finish what I got to tell you.
Here we go.
So,
here we go.
They knocks on me a door.
Don't make me do it.
And I said, oh, yeah. Because I love when they come now.
Party, fun time.
Oh, yeah, bro. They didn't take me off the list yet. So they comes to the door, and I go, what's up, player? Are you prepared for Jehovah's return? And then they said, because if you're not, I got some breakdancing boys who can show you through dance what it's like to see Jesus. Billy, Timmy, you.
If you don't know, Billy, Timmy.
Huh? Now tell me you don't believe in Jesus after that spin. So anyway,
oh.
The dudes, we sit down, we talk, and the dude says, nah, sir, why don't you believe in what happened in Sodom and Gomorrah, right? I says, don't make sense to me. If I turn around and look back, I'm going to turn into a pillar of salt. Well, let me stop you there, young smart brother. That's what he called.
Young scientific mind. You've been watching that pesky cosmos with the knuck of scientists that nobody but he's not a real scientist.
Jesus.
First off, there's all scientists aren't real.
Let me tell you that.
Question and doubt makers.
Uh-huh. Dun dun. You gotta get to your preaching noise.
I know.
Dun. Hey, you know how when they start
asking
preaching.
No pesky questions.
Well, with they, huh. Anyway, so
oh,
I said,
Lord.
So you mean to tell me if I turn back and look at something, I could turn into a pillow of salt?
God told you don't look back at it.
Don't.
That's what did it.
Look back at it. Look back at it like 2 Chainz. But anyway, so the dude says, well, let me ask you this, brother. You know at the bottom of the Dead Sea that there's still salt that shows where that the people were down there and bam, bam. He told me this, right?
In the Dead Sea.
In the Dead Sea. That's why the salt is there.
That because of the salt.
Yeah.
That's why the ocean's salty. Because all of the people after Sodom and Gomorrah, they threw them in the ocean.
No.
In the Dead Sea. Whatever. The whole ocean is salty.
Uh-huh.
So, but that's where the salt came in the ocean.
There's traces of that in the Dead Sea.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't believe
it. I was told that, bro. And I said, I looked at him with
a skeptical eye.
Like you meaning to tell me that all everything that's contained inside of an ocean, all the salt water that's out there, is due to everybody who looked back inside of looked back during Sodom and Gomorrah.
No, not every ocean, young smart brother. Just the Dead Sea, which is why it's dead.
You gotta learn, son. Gotta learn.
Mm.
All right. I gotta tiptoe out your house because you're getting too smart. Give me my play out music.
Oh my God.
Okay. Yeah, that just happened. Yeah, it just amazes me that.
You know what amazes me?
Christians, do they really believe the stuff
you
that
know
they
what
say?
Amazes me?
Well,
we've reached out to a couple of pastors.
Yes.
For an episode.
Few.
And nobody's effing with us.
No, you're going to ask them questions.
Nobody's
I ain't got answers
effing
to.
With us. I'm a little disappointed.
You know what, though? I'm going to ask. I know a pastor who would actually do it. He goes to my family's church. And I want to just, I don't want any combatants. Because I know
right.
How people
so
are about this.
We'll let
pastor.
You produce.
Yeah.
And I'll sit here. We'll switch spots.
Yeah, I think that'll be
that way
best.
You don't get in trouble
for
what the old ball guy said.
Because I'm going to, if I don't want any problems with I know how family are about their pastor. And the minute that you go, you're wrong, sir.
And we can bring him right into this studio.
He will probably enjoy it.
And he can come sit right under.
If he's not having prayer service.
Right under. If I walk around with Mjolnir on my neck, I'm wrong.
You're a heathen. See, your God is a Vikings. See, this God is of the Lord. Know your Bible, man. Read your Bible.
Right.
Read your Bible.
Right.
So
Thor predates Jesus by like 1,000 years.
No,
don't matter.
No.
Like Heru predates Thor and Jesus,
dude,
by like 5,000 years.
Let me tell you where you're wrong, see.
Yeah,
Thor came into real life. See, you can't have present day. There were no Jeep Cherokees for Thor to get hit by if he predated Jesus. Understand that.
At least Thor was smart enough to say, oh, crap, this is Earth, isn't it? He was really mad at me. He sent me to Earth.
Yep. Yeah.
Where the dummies are.
Next hour, in a matter of 4 minutes, we will
be... Do you know that he was sent to Earth to be taught a lesson?
That says something.
That says something.
You're being sent to a place where we live to learn you up. He could have sent that man. He
could have
sent him to
home.
A place with no air. And he said that's
not good enough.
I'm going to send you to Earth.
That'll learn you. That'll teach you a thing or two.
Go down there with them dummies and learn. It's a book, and I'm going to send you with this book called Living for Dummies. Get down there and read, Thor Odinson. I take from you
no
power.
Yeah, so would that mean that Jesus' name would be Jesus Godson?
That's a good question, because that Christ thing wasn't working for me.
That's a title, number one.
Nah, it should be a last name.
Right.
We know he didn't get Joe.
It should be Jesus Godson.
I think, you know what? I smell a commercial. Hi. I'm Jesus Godson. Here with thorny lids.
Okay.
Anyway.
Just playing. It's all jokes, people.
Please.
It's all jokes. Now the joke is on you guys. Let's just have some fun. Look here. Really going to be hard to segue out of this one. Really.
Nah,
really.
Look.
It's all jokes. Speaking of that, we're known for not, people can be incredibly smart.
They can be.
And then people can be incredibly stupid.
Like they normally are.
Right. So all we're asking, and the crux of this whole thing, is to have a little appreciation. Think about your circumstances and be happy.
Right.
Don't throw your circumstances away for something like Kanye West tickets.
Oh, yeah.
That wouldn't be very bright.
Not knowing what we're talking about, I'm guessing, huh? Well, on the other half of this conversation,
yeah, we do it right now.
Oh, well, there we go.
Yeah,
well,
we're already 2 minutes. From
you
the
guys, end. You guys don't know what we're talking about. Well, I'm gonna hip you to this real quick. There was a young lady who entered a radio contest because she loved Kanye West.
Not the husband.
No. And she is married. So the radio show had a promotion where we're gonna call. We're gonna have this prank call and set up a game where if you can get your husband to say, "I still love you, I still love our family," we'll make it work. We'll give you the Kanye West ticket. Sounds easy enough, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But here's the catch to this. The lady has to call her husband and tell him that their child, their only child that they had, is not his. Almost still sounds easy because the man might not believe it, but the plot thickens. She's been told to tell him. I mean, he has previously had his assumptions that the kid wasn't his because she told him before the kid wasn't yours. But I digress.
There you go.
Let's take a listen.
Okay, good. Here we go. Let's go. All right, you're on your own, girl. Okay, here we go. You're on your own. Kanye West.
Hello?
Hey, honey.
Hey, babes.
Hey, what are you doing?
Nothing much. What's happened?
Nothing. Can I talk to you for a second? Are you busy? Or?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I just wanted to talk to you about something kind of serious that I've been thinking about that I really wanted to let you know.
What's wrong?
Are you somewhere where you can, you know...
Hold on 1 second. Let me just step outside the office.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead. What's up?
I feel like, you know, we've been married a while and we're raising our son together, and I just want to be completely honest with you, and... I just feel like there's a lot that I've been keeping from you, and I just want our relationship to always be strong. And I just really want to be honest with you, honey, and I'm scared to death because I feel like I want to be able to tell you anything and then not have you leave me. And I'm just
okay. You're acting really, really strange right now, Andrew.
I know, honey. I just wanted to talk to you about something really serious, and I just want to make sure that we're on the same page because you always want me to be honest with you and up front, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. There was a couple things that we talked about, you know, about 9 years ago when Logan was born, and you wanted to know for sure that if he was your son, because you'd had some questions about a coworker.
Uh-huh.
And I told you that we were just, you know, friends and stuff, and I really want to be honest with you, honey. He's not yours. And the only reason why I'm bringing this up is because Logan's getting older, and I just want to raise him in an atmosphere where there's two parents that love him and trust each other and just have everything on the table.
Are you serious with me right now?
Yeah.
I don't know what to say. You're not joking.
I love you, and I really want to be honest with you.
Explain this to me. I don't understand this. So 9 years ago, you're talking about that coworker. What was his name? Frank, the guy that you used to work with. You guys were actually together.
The thing is that there was nothing there. I mean, I was completely wasted at an office party, and there's nothing there. I'm dead serious. I don't even talk to him anymore. It's very uncomfortable. I can't stand to be in the same room with them, and I'm stuck with them.
I don't believe you right now. I don't believe that you're calling me up on a random Wednesday to tell me this. Are you insane?
No, honey, please. I really want to be honest.
What do you expect from me? How do you expect me to react to this?
I know that you'll be mad, but I'm hoping that we can work this out.
Are you crazy?
No,
we can work this out? You're calling me up at work, for God's sakes, telling me that my son's not mine?
Honey, I know. I know it's weird timing.
What's going through your head right now?
I just feel like if I didn't tell you, because it was on my mind, if I didn't just get it out, that I wouldn't ever tell you. And I just wanted to, I really wanted to be honest. I just wanted to get it out as soon as possible.
Okay, fine. So that's what we're doing today? We're just kind of confessing everything? Is that it?
Honey, I'm telling you, it's just been on my mind because I love you and I want to be honest with you. You're
okay,
the man that
fine.
I love.
I'll be honest with you too. I've been sleeping with your sister for the past year. Okay? There.
Okay.
So, if that's what we're doing today, then...
Pete, it's really not funny. I know that you're upset, but please don't start, saying...
Oh, no, if that's what we're doing, we're being completely honest, go ahead and ask her. Call her up. Conference her in right now.
Hold on.
They went horribly wrong. Hold on,
Pete.
I'm sorry. Who's this?
He's putting playoffs on WSNX. You're on the air, and Andrew is calling you for Kanye West tickets.
I'm supposed to prank call you, Pete. Are you serious?
This is a joke. Are you serious with me?
Pete, just tell me. Are you serious? Yes or no? I was just joking with you to get Kanye West tickets. Please.
You were.
Tell me that you're just joking. Were you just saying that because you were upset?
Oh, no.
Am I on the radio right now?
Oh, no.
Dan, are you really sleeping with her sister?
Pete, you're disgusting. You're sick. I was just kidding with you because I wanted to try and get Kanye West tickets. You're sleeping with my sister?
Oh, no.
That's even worse than sleeping with some coworker. That's, disgusting.
Oh, no.
You guys, you make me sick, and you know what?
Whoa.
We need to have a serious talk when I come back, because I don't think I want to be under the same roof with you. I really don't want to be under the same roof with you.
Oh, my God.
This is nice. What a great Valentine's Day gift. I was trying to get a...
Hold on. Are you... Pete, were you serious, or
yeah,
were you just...
I'm not talking about this on the radio.
Hey.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Truth Brothers Radio. Hello, everybody. It's the second hour. The joke's on you, or more or less the joke's on them. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devine.
We're the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. That's 818-514-1202.
And as always, you guys know you can hit us up at our email at truthbrosradio@gmail.com. Truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
And if anyone was interested, you could get in the chat room, but it's empty as space. So the joke is on us for opening that thing up.
Whatever. Life.
But, yeah, what would you do for some Kanye West tickets? Throw your marriage away?
She did.
If you want the pleasure of having Kanye sweat on you,
of seeing Jesus,
can tell your husband that his child, firstborn son that he loves, ain't here. If he says, all right, I guess I got to live with it, you can see Kanye. Makes me think they really didn't have tickets.
I think it was for the enjoyment of watching a family crumble before their eyes.
And he got to laughing. Hey, y'all, it's me, Puddin'.
From Puddin's Playhouse Radio.
You know me, with my fancy jokes.
With Backdoor Bill in them.
Backdoor Bill.
And Chocolate Sister. Puddin's Playhouse with Backdoor Bill and Chocolate Sister. Who goes
giving you these Kanye West tickets?
But I guess you lost. I do. Is it worth it?
Is it worth it? No.
Was it worth it?
You threw away your and then had the gall to turn it around on him.
Remember
Frank? Baby could be his.
The guy who he already thought you was screwing.
From my job.
You're
this
cool with
that.
That's
why I stopped you from working to stay home.
Yeah, again.
And I go to work.
I come home and next.
Who moves next door?
Wilson.
Frank.
Or Frank. Wilson or Frank.
McPherson. Jim McPherson.
And I don't. My thing is, how. When I first heard it, right?
Yep.
I was like, you know what? That's not right that dude did that. But then I had to hear it again, like,
you call me at work on a random Wednesday.
Tony says, wow.
There it is. There's got to be something going on with Blog Talk. She's usually in the chat room.
Yeah.
Yeah, random Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
He's at work doing his thing, about to make the biggest presentation of his life. Mike could make VP at an early age.
Right.
Hold on, baby. Let me tell you something. He says, let me get out of this meeting. Step over here. What's wrong, baby? Bobby's not yours. Remember Frank?
The guy who you
ballpark Frank is what we call him.
Knocks him out the ballpark, Frank.
Ballpark Frank is what we call him at work. He gets plump when you cook him. And Bobby could be here. Now go on in there in that meeting and knock him dead. Happy Valentine's Day.
I love you.
We're going to see Kanye, who you hate.
Yes.
He's not even a Kanye
He's
fan.
He's not even a Kanye West fan. And yet, and you wanted to do it for Kanye. What you wanted to do it for the vibe.
For the vibe.
Whatever.
Who don't like Kanye?
Gold Ray J.
Digger.
Ray J.
Jesus Walk.
Chris Humphreys. Their mother. Chris. Mr. Jenner.
Out of all the black men that she got a problem with, Kanye would be the one.
Yeah.
Not Ray J. Hey, you make that tape with him.
Or Chris Humphrey, who literally humped your daughter and her money.
But dough.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's Kanye, the one who actually likes your daughter.
For who she is.
He's only $100 million strong. He's not good enough for you.
That Humphrey boy, though. And good old...
You heard what he bought her, right?
Kanye?
Yeah.
Besides the ring?
Yeah.
What else?
He bought her like a string of Burger Kings. He bought her like a chain of Burger Kings in Europe, trying to build her up to have her with investment so you don't have to rely on this reality TV crap.
I wish y'all could see my shoulders as they go
right,
up.
I'm
like,
just saying.
Okay. Burger Kings, though.
Burger Kings.
A chain of Burger Kings.
A chain of Burger Kings.
You
in
could
Europe.
Just open a Kim's. But then again, everybody's been in Kim's. Oh, got one.
There it is. Survey says ding, ding.
She said ding, ding, too.
She said ding, ding-a-ling.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Oh, boo! Boo on you, sir!
He kissed her. She's got caught in the shower at Dad's house.
Yeah.
With Ray J there.
With Dad. But whatever.
That's wrong and whatever. Nasty. But no. Now, my man, now, if anybody, and I'm curious because I know I'm seeing we're getting a lot of emails about it. But
good.
If anybody believes that that man was wrong for saying, hey,
hit
I'm sleeping
up.
With this.
Yes.
They're hitting us. I mean, he's wrong for hitting the sister. Me, myself.
Hey, you want to play confessional?
Yeah.
You
want to
sideswipe me with a confessional? I'll sideswipe you right back.
And my thing
I'll
is.
I'll see you, Frank, and I'll raise you, your sister.
My thing is, I believe he only hit the sister.
I believe the sister said, I'd like to not work.
No.
And stay home.
No. I believe the sister said, look. I mean, I believe he was like, you know what? I know she's doing Frank. And he said, I'm going to get you back.
I think the sister said, my sister's crazy. And to throw away a good piece of man like that is ridiculous.
So I'll get in on ground floor?
Yep.
So she, but she wanted all the benefits of the guy.
Usurper.
I guess.
That's why he said, call her. Ask her. Oh, we've been waiting to spring this on you. We've been waiting.
Remember that Christmas run we made?
Remember the furniture she picked out when we all went looking?
Mm-hmm.
She knew she'd be in it.
She likes the bed. It's a pillow top.
You remember? You wanted the memory foam. She said a sleep number would be nice. Well,
she
we got
sleep number. Though there's not sleeping when she's there. They need to call it up.
Gotta firm that puppy up when she comes around.
They need to call it a hump number. But oh yeah,
let's hear some of the comments. Come
okay,
on.
Heather says, yes, the dude was wrong. He should not have slept with her with the sister, even if he thought even if he thought that the lady was sleeping with a guy at work. Thinking and knowing are two different things.
Yeah, let's get some positive proof by inviting the dude to your house.
That's what we've just heard. She says that's
the thing. Thought the kid wasn't his. She called him and told, oh, it's an April Fool's.
A boy.
Kanye.
Jason says.
What's up, Jason? Thank you, Heather.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, Heather, for the comment. Jason says, hold on, I'm pulling these up. They're all hitting me. Y'all know y'all can hit up True Brothers later, but then again, whatever.
Whatever.
So Jason says, hey, it's whatever.
Jason says, see you with Frank and Ray.
He pretty much said, Jason says, hold on, and I quote, hey man, it's whatever. Don't play. Why would she risk it to see Jesus when you could have just paid the $49.50 a man and did that? Obviously, they both have jobs because she called him at his.
Nice.
Yeah, they're flooding
and
now.
I thought I'd be nice for Valentine's Day and get us. He doesn't like Kanye. Let's step. Kanye's not his favorite rapper. It's hers. She wanted to
see Kanye
at any cost. Is anybody not going to lay any blame at her feet? Anyone?
So far, no.
No.
I'm going through these so far, no.
Nobody, no, he gets nothing. She gets no blame. Because, hell, let's do anything for Kanye West tickets. It's a practical joke.
Dying
we all love it when Lil Tommy does it.
Diamond P says, no, it's not her fault. It was supposed to be a gift to him. Though
but
the whole
telling him his kid
but the whole time he was actually doing her sister. We have to realize that that was a year of we have to realize that that was a year of him doing that. She didn't know. She just wanted to do something nice for him. So no, she was right. He was right. No, she was right. If he loses her, it's on him. That's what Diamond P said.
I think she lost him when she was dancing around with Frank.
But then again, see, that goes back to what Heather said. I think that was Heather that said, yo, we didn't know.
Right.
Had we known.
That was all rumor and conjecture.
So everybody who's saying it's not her fault, let me ask y'all something. If he found out that she was banging Keith the doing them dude, or what was his name, Frank. Frank the Freaker. If we found out she was doing Frank the Freaker, would he have been in the right? All these ladies that's hitting me up on my page and saying, yeah, he was cool, and yeah, I mean, it was okay, blah, blah, blah. Turns out that she was doing Frank the Freaker, would he have been all
right? Right. So if I call Heather or what's the other sister, other lady?
Diamond Peace.
Or Diamond Peace. If I called them up and said, hey, sweetheart, what's up? I got AIDS and you got it too. Oh, ha, ha, it's April Fool's. Ha, ha, we going to see Kim.
No, we're going to see 2
Chainz.
Oh, yeah,
we got to see someone she don't like.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to see KRS-One.
There you go. Because I love him.
Because we love him, right? Right?
I don't even like KRS-One. Now, every female,
why would you play with her like that, making her think she got AIDS? That's sick. Telling a man his kid ain't his.
The realest as it gets says, this is killing me. The realest as this gets, all right, says that, it's only if you found out and knew for sure that, why are you women saying, oh, let me read it, I'm sorry. Only if you found out that she was actually sleeping with the man, then it would be okay.
The only way, you have to know for sure.
You have to know for sure.
You've got to literally catch.
Go ahead. No. And she says that we don't know for sure if he did that, but we do know for sure that he was sleeping with the sister because he admitted to it.
I guess he didn't admit to it.
Yeah.
He never asked whether it was a joke or for real.
There you go. Now, see, for all y'all saying that, we don't know if he actually did do it or he was just being spiteful.
I think bugging a man at his job to play a practical joke for some Kanye West tickets,
not a good move.
Not a good move. How about just embarrassing your family and yourself on radio for some tickets?
Miss Dolphin Azard says,
hey,
she says that it's okay. It's all right. It's no problem. If he did it, he did it. If he didn't, he did it. She just needs to move on. Where's the brothers? I'm tired of this, man. I need some brothers to hit me up because this ain't cool.
We're going to lose this round.
Y'all really don't believe she was wrong?
She seemed like all 8 ways are wrong to me. Me, myself.
Nope, nobody's going to say, all right, let's play devil's advocate. Okay,
right.
Granted. Yes, he was banging her sister. Let's say he was, because we don't know for sure, going off your logic.
Let's say he's a snake.
Let's say he's a snake, right?
He's a snake.
Is she technically a snake, too?
She's a snake too.
Y'all don't think it's wrong?
Just the rumor about me and Frank.
Right, because he knew the name. He was like, what was the
And there was doubt Frank. About the kid, but he didn't go for that paternity test.
And then you know what's crazy? She didn't even have to mention Frank. She did that as a little toast
to make the rules more legitimate.
You could have said
that gave the rules flavor.
Yes.
It gave it, hey, remember Frank?
Right.
The one you hate?
Bulgy Frank. Yeah, him.
The one who I keep saying, is that a ball in your front pants and you're happy to see me? And he says both while you were standing there.
Him. Billy's his. I've been trying to find a way to tell you, but I figure Wednesday as you go into your meeting and make your proposal is the best way to do it. Do you still love me? Just say you love me. Be a man. And say you love me. Be bigger than this.
So let me ask you, ladies, this. If it was true and he walked out, would he have been bogus?
He's bogus because it was just a joke.
Y'all got my hair itching. You ladies, and I love all y'all for listening. I swear I do. And thank y'all because we surely can't see you. But anyway, I want to thank y'all for listening.
Yeah, first off, this is just conversation. We love everybody who listens to us.
Yeah.
And we appreciate y'all even getting at us on Facebook and through the emails. This is awesome. So,
you know, it's my personal. Y'all can check on our page. But anyway, Aquila Andrew, well, Dad, thank you. She says, look, I agree with you guys. It was not right for her to go in and say, hey, this is a joke, woo-woo. You don't play with a man about their kids because things can go horribly wrong like she just found out.
There you go.
Thank
Mama's
you.
Mama's baby daddy's maybe.
All the time. And I hope. Now, shouldn't he be okay to leave?
It don't matter. That's over.
And what's crazy is
now on
I
that
had
note,
to pick through these
that,
comments
that,
to find
that.
That
sucker is over.
I had to
that,
pick through
that,
them comments.
That piece is done.
Yeah.
That piece is done. But since we have such a hard time understanding
the way
ladies, right, and let's go with another one.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go with a dad who loves his daughter and
her career?
He wants to play. Yeah, because, you know, she entertains children.
Well, that ain't what it was played off. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
He's a man who... He's a father who loves his daughter and wants to play a practical joke on her to, you know, say, I love you.
Ha, 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 dad.
Right.
You know.
So he says that, hey, I want y'all to book her for the kids' party, and it'll be fake because it's on the radio. And wasn't he going to get some tickets or something for her?
No, actually, they all have the radio stations have their calls with it. Every week they just do their prank calls. This station in particular was just having their butt blast, as they call it.
Butt blast.
Yeah, they was just
why would I want to subject my daughter to a butt blast? But that's neither here nor there.
As this story goes on, you guys understand what we're talking about. Another horrible phone prank gone wrong. Check it out.
Hello.
Hi, is this Tiffany?
Yeah,
it is. Hi, Tiffany. My name's Rick Barron. I was calling about some of the parties that you did, some of the parties you do.
Uh-huh.
Are you still doing that? Are you still available?
Yes, I am. What are you looking for?
The whole thing. Do you still dress up like a princess or a mermaid?
Yes, I do.
Okay, cool. Probably princess or a mermaid. Either one's pretty cool. You read books and stuff like that?
I can do whatever you're into.
You know, maybe you should tell me what you need from me, and then we'll just go from there.
Great. Well, at this point, all I need from you is to schedule a time that you want to meet up.
Oh, okay.
What were you hoping for?
I think I'd be kind of into the mermaid thing.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're looking for a mermaid costume, which I have.
Okay, how do you walk in that?
Were you looking to schedule something for tonight?
Tonight?
Yeah.
No, this is for a party. This is a couple months out still.
Oh, wow, you are quite the planner. Well, I'll have to check my little schedule and see what I can do for you.
What about, what if I wanted to do, what books do you read? What books do you bring?
I can read whatever you want. I could read you the phone book in my mermaid costume if you wanted me to.
Does that cost?
What?
Do you have an hourly rate?
We actually don't need to talk about money right now. All you need to know is that you leave it on the table, and we'll figure it, the rest of that out.
On the table?
Does that sound okay to you?
Sure.
Good.
So, you're not available for kids' parties, then?
For kids? Yeah, I do kid parties for 35-year-olds.
Do you read any Dr. Seuss books?
Anything you want, baby.
Do you know Hop on Pop?
Oh, I read Hop on Pop. Don't you worry.
Fox and Socks.
Mm-hmm.
Green Acre Ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Are you my brother?
I can be anybody you want.
I was actually thinking about booking you for a kids' party, but no, I just want you to come over immediately.
I had a feeling you wanted to book something tonight. What time do you want me there?
From 3 p.m. till 11:30 p.m.
3 p.m.? That's 7.5 hours. Are you sure you're up for that, big boy?
Are you sure you're up for it?
Yeah.
What's an hour cost?
I don't talk money over the phone, baby. We're going to have to do that in person.
Hang on just a second. It's weird. I need to go do some stuff.
Okay.
I'm back.
Okay.
So you don't do kids' parties?
Well, I told you. It depends on how old the kids are. If the kids are legal, I can do any kind of party you want. You want me to treat you like a little...
Would you talk to my friend?
Sure would.
Dude, hi. This is Tiffany.
Hello?
Hi, I'm Rick's friend, Jan. We were going to call you up for a party for our daughters, but we decided to shift gears here.
Okay.
Actually, our friend Greg really wanted to talk to you.
Greg,
hi. Mm-hmm. Say hi, Greg.
I'm done. Goodbye.
Hey, Tiff. Yeah, so we're going to do a bond slam. This is John J. Rich. Hi. We do a radio show with your dad. He said you were doing kids' parties, and we were going to call you for a bachelor party. But it sounds like you already do bachelor parties.
What? Are you kidding me? That was my dad?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You want to see him back on the phone?
Oh, my God.
You cannot do my daughter's party with that mouth.
This was supposed to be a butt slam. Turn into a machaca.
Yeah, ladies. Ladies.
Lies.
I want to hear about this one. I want to hear about this one. Good old Pop wanted to play a nice prank on his daughter.
Now, the thing about it is, Pops thought his daughter was just, you know, she entertains
like
in little
clown
costumes and does
right
it for the kids and ha-ha, it's funny.
There is an industry that does that for kids.
Yeah.
They dress.
Like
you ever
mermaid
see the one with the Spider-Man that went to do the flip and broke his neck?
Yeah, I see that all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, these kids out here, wow, and crazy kids. But, no, and the dad just wanted to do a little practical joke, and it went bad.
Real bad.
He
found out his,
over the air.
His
found
daughter is a garden instrument. Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah,
it went
off the rails once. They I'll read whatever you want,
big boy.
That's what she called
my man. Say read Hop on Pop. Oh, I hops on Pop.
Ooh,
on Pop until he pops.
Are you my mother?
That was my joy. That was my joy. Boy, it has to be hard as a dad who
to find out your pride and joy
is out here
doing things strange for a little change.
And you know what's crazy is, I don't know how I feel about it.
How about this? Is the father wrong for doing the practical joke?
No, he's not wrong. Is the father wrong? No, he's not. No, he's really not. It's because he's blind.
Then he's got to be at least as wrong as we think the other lady was.
No, because he didn't say, hey, I'm going to tell my daughter I'm not a dad, and let's go from there. No, nobody said that. So therefore, I would have to say that no, he was Ned Flanders. He's Ned Flanders.
Oakley Doakley.
He's the Oakley Doakley dad who just said, hey, one of his gay sons, Rod and Todd, he just got confirmation that his son is gay. That's what it was like.
Who don't love a butt slam?
Right. He thought Rod and Todd were just out there just, hey, dad, I'm playing football.
I like wrestling.
But lo and behold, did he find out his son likes to get held down.
Hold it down.
You don't have to hold me. I'll stay. I mean, you can. I mean, nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying. I'm not going to.
Here come old Millhouse. Yeah. God. Here come good old Millhouse. Don't tell Bart.
Hold him down.
That's so wrong.
Giggity, giggity. I'm just saying.
That's so wrong.
But no, I can't blame the dad for that because it was just the dad being a dad. He probably don't know how to. See, me, myself, I do my own practical jokes. That's just me. I'm not going to involve somebody with, because if it goes wrong, I'll be able to contain it.
Right.
But if
damage contained, they put the ball back in dad's court, I'm done.
And then they served him up.
I'm done.
They could have stopped that along. They knew she was a whore
a long time ago. When she said, we ain't got to talk money, rate, those pesky rates don't matter.
Talk to
the general.
Are you sure?
Talk to the general.
And save some time. But when the girl says, hey, are you sure you're up for that? You don't.
Giggity, let's have sex.
Oh. It's just that simple. The dad should have said, hey, live in my mic. No,
if the kids are legal, if the kids are legal, we could talk about whatever you like. Yes.
Yep. Everybody's agreeing. Yep.
Want to bring them into manhood, huh?
You want to give them old.
I'll make that 18th birthday party something.
You
want to
give them the old Kunta brush treatment, huh? Hit him with the leaf over his chest. Now, put that salve down there so we can get that foreskin out of
there. That salve down there.
Get that pesky foreskin out the way.
Bring out the Pomeroy.
Oh, it's been a show.
Oh, yes, I know how to make the flim flam dance.
little did we know bands would make her dance. We didn't know that.
Okay. All right. Here's what we'll do.
What we're going to do.
Let's take a break. Come back. We'll set up the last one.
Oh,
but there's
boy.
There's
going
to be plenty of conversation for the last one.
It's going
Truth
to be.
Brothers Radio.
Yes, sir. Truth Brothers Radio.
Brothers Radio.
Hi, what are you afraid of? Heights? Flying? Polio?
Whatever your fear, it's time to face it. Hi, I'm Darius Fontaine, the creator of Inversion Therapy. For years, we've helped patients get past their deepest and darkest fears and get on with their lives. Just listen to this.
I was having really dark thoughts. I wanted to sleep with my mother. Now that I've done it, I don't want to anymore.
Incredible! But, you know, it works. That's Inversion Therapy. Fear it, face it, do it, conquer it! Got it? Just listen again.
Yeah, okay. I was terrified of my children being harmed, so I stabbed them. Didn't hurt me that much. Yeah, now I'm not afraid of anything.
That's another life saved! Inversion Therapy works! I know. When you take your fear head on, then it's time to move on. I'm Darius Fontaine. Call me today. I'll change your life. Promise. Call 1-866-FACE-FEAR.
Man, I ain't saying a thing. You know I know
Bruce Brothers Radio.
Oh, man, I chose to travel the hard road. Meticulously package it and ship it to distributors. To major labels, we ain't giving up no signatures. Conscious exhibitors, they hardly won't consider us. Like health in 11-7 Leviticus. I spent G's to press this final up, but obviously it ain't thugged out or white enough. It's tight enough. Only dope vibes I'm rapping on like four-track mine, but this time with natural born. You see your buck? We give you more bang for. You know my C's like Method Man and Gangstar. Garveyite out the trunk making a way without substantial commercial radio play. Self-determination is exactly where my mental is. Plus, I'm putting emphasis on respecting my empress. I know that change the only constant in life, but I refuse to do it wrong, so my units move right. Feel me?
Two Brothers Radio. We're back. We're talking about the jokes on you.
Yeah.
Practical jokes gone wrong.
Yeah.
And boy, man, I love that last break, man.
I love that last break,
but nah, itch.
The bumper.
Yeah, I like my knuckle.
Oh, yeah.
That's a song.
Dude.
Don't care about you ladies. I only care about my knuckles. I don't get
my
the world.
My ninja.
Right.
But anyway, no, did you see the video?
The remix. Yeah.
Because there's an actual official video for My Ninja. And then there's a remix video where the guys are all shirtless doing the homie.
Just next to each other sweating because that's what the guys like.
One female in the whole video.
And they don't stay. They give her a wide circle. Get your rap in and get out of here. This is for my ninja.
This is the guy's time.
I don't get the world.
Dude, it was a game. Look, I tell everybody this, right, real quick. If you have time, type in YG, the letter Y, the letter G, my nigga, right? And remix. I'm sorry. Don't type the you got to get remix for the good. And the video will come up. Watch the gayness in that. It's gay.
Lady. Why do y'all give these fools money? What are y'all getting out of these? I'm really confused as to what you're getting out of some of these songs. Because it is the most, everything is about can't stand one another.
Or women.
Yeah. Well, the guys can't stand the girls and the girls can't stand the guys.
Because Nikki didn't help with the looking at
them. Yeah.
Like with Malcolm.
Yeah.
With Malcolm.
Put Malcolm X on the cover looking out the window because he's a looking ass knucker. Get it? He's looking out the window. And don't be looking, Malcolm.
Oh, neck shot, chest shot happened. The world,
wow.
Man. The world.
Wow. We are going so far in the tank.
This the world we in. This is just free show. Whatever. It's a freestyle.
Yeah.
And it's still better than most rap verses you'll hear.
Just, what does it take?
To do what?
I don't get it. I know I'm older, so I understand that. And maybe it's just, I don't even know if it's my generation or whatever, but I crave nothing more than to be around ladies. I want to be around, I don't want to be around a bunch of dudes. Dudes annoy me.
After a certain point, yeah.
I don't want to be around a bunch of dudes. Your friends, sure. all the time.
A group of dudes all together all the time don't seem suspect, especially in a world today where dudes will come out and ask they boy, hey, man, my girl acting funny.
You think you can hit me off? I'm swole here. Just to live in a world where a dude might ask you that. I don't know what it is, dog. I just get swole when I'm around you. I don't want to hear that. Nobody trying to hear that. Man, my girl just don't understand me.
I know.
Let's go to the red box and get broke back. Now, that's a movie.
Get some pointers.
What the hell is wrong with the world?
My eye hurt, Nick.
818-514-1202. Me and this brother works all the time. We got to do a lot of work for this show. We have to do a lot of work for this. But it is not a moment where if the phone, hey, oh, girl told me it's ready. Hey, we'll finish this tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Get the hell out.
Yes, sir. Has happened many a day.
No, hey, man, breaks come first. No.
Hey. We working or we going to see ladies?
Right.
No. Every time.
Find them Skittle bag pictures.
Right. We're not leaving here.
Oh, didn't Tony have a comment?
You want to read that, Tony's comment?
Yeah, Tony comment.
Tony says, she's laughing now. She sent the LOL. You just sent that. But Tony said, fun show. I like it with no callers. You guys are too much.
Ain't that about a kick in the head?
Yep.
Yeah, you guys are so great with your show with no callers. Unlike me.
Yeah.
Tony and Hot Topics. They call all the time. I can't get a word in edgewise because they call so much. But trust me, you're better off with no audience.
Trust me.
You're better off with no audience.
Just read your comments. Let Devon do the thing. See, I don't get that opportunity. My phone consistently blows off the hook.
They call it talk radio, but I like the way y'all do it.
I got to tell people to hang up and call back. We don't have room in the queue at Hot Topics.
Unlike y'all. Y'all empty chat room is big and clean.
You never have to sweep up afterwards.
Have you ever tried to clean a crowded chat room? It gets messy.
It's hard. Tony says you guys are the best. Those who don't call in don't know what they're missing. True professionals.
Yes. Right.
Thanks for the grace, Tony.
Right. We're not professionals. We're not doing prank calls. Only professionals do prank calls.
I told my big bruh, man, we could get some prank calls going. He says he don't want to ruin families. Me, myself, I'm all for it. I'm down for destruction.
That's what you down for.
We should call it, destruction phone call.
Well. When we get a sponsor that's a divorce attorney, then maybe.
There you go.
Get a kickback for all the business we'll send.
Coretta them. Scott's Regicide. Can't do that.
Ooh, yeah, that joke is for people who read.
Here oh, real Regicide is a big word. I forgot.
That's to kill Reggie.
that's sitting by Reggie Bush's side.
That's kidding, yep.
You ain't heard? I'm by Reggie's side. You dummy. You big dummy.
Set up the last one.
Okay, people. We've saved the best for life.
Oh, ladies, this one's for you.
Let's just serve it up, right?
Well, real quick, let's just say the score is 1-1 right now.
Okay.
For the ladies took the first one with the babies, not yours. They said it, we took the second one for the girl because y'all didn't make a comment.
Uh-huh.
Got real silent.
And here.
So this will be the tiebreaker.
This is the rubber match right here. Literal rubber match. Let me paint a picture.
Set it up.
Let's go Picasso here.
There you go.
Lady.
Rockefeller.
And let's stop talking about art, because that stunts your growth, dumb Drake. Anyway, in case y'all didn't know, but that's neither here nor there. So, lady suspects her man is cheating.
I think he's cheating.
And not on, he's of the bearded kind. Let's just say. That's wrong.
That's wrong, because he's Indian. But go ahead. You didn't have to go there, but go ahead.
I got to set it up. Okay. Let me set this up Devon's way. Devon's way, right? So she suspected her man is cheating ever since they came to America. Now, for reasons we'll suspect they're cheating, you're going to hear about later on in the show, but it's all suspect right now. But long story short, she calls the radio station up. Radio station says, hey, you know what? We're here to help. We'll find out if your man is cheating.
There you go.
With that being said, y'all sit back and enjoy this one, Truth Brothers Radio.
104.7 Kiss FM, your number one hit music station.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Raj, please.
Yes, this is Raj. How can I be of assistance to you?
Raj, hello. Today is your lucky day, sir. Let me tell you who I am. My name is Anthony Turner, and you are our big winner today.
Oh, no, I'm not interested in these American pitches, please.
No, sir, let me explain who this is. First, I've got to say to you, sir, do you not have a... Do you not drive... Correct, you do?
Well, yes, I do, yes.
Okay, well, I'm calling from the dealership today, sir. And because you just bought your brand new car, you've just won a pair of tickets for a free concert from us today.
Well, there is no, is there a catch or?
No, sir. Let me explain what happens is, we've been giving away tickets randomly. You bought a brand new car from our dealership.
Yes, I remember, yes.
Okay, well, because you bought your brand new car, we've been randomly calling individuals to let them know that they're the big winner. You've won a pair of tickets to see Beyonce, Alicia Keys, and Missy Elliott on Thursday, sir.
Oh, my goodness, but that is wonderful, because that is a coincidence, because Beyonce is my favorite, in fact.
You're kidding!
No, I was thinking about going to buy tickets, but of course, I think it's very difficult. These are good seats, I assume.
Yes, sir, you're going to love it. You're going to have the time of your life. And because you got your brand new car, and we're just randomly calling folks, and all I'm going to need from you, sir, is that I'm going to need you to let me know the name of the person that you want to take with you to the concert, because we have to put the tickets in will call, and we're going to have a real nice message that we're going to add to the tickets.
Oh, like a gift greeting or that kind of thing.
There you go. Yes, exactly, sir. That's exactly what we're going to do. So, Raj, I need to know, obviously it'll be Raj, your name, but yes. I'll need to know the other person you're going to take with you.
Oh, okay, yes. Why don't we make this out to Nikki, and that is NYKKI.
Okay.
And there's a message I can leave?
Yeah. You can put a message on it if you want to send somebody with you.
Okay, let me think. Okay, how about this? Dear Nikki, thank you for showing me the ways of American love. You are my favorite Buddha call.
What?
You are my favorite Buddha call.
Buddha? Oh, booty call!
A Buddha call, yes.
Booty call! Oh, so you want to put that on the card?
Yes, she will know what I am talking about.
And her name is Nikki!
That is correct. Hello? What is this?
This is Raj. You recognize my voice, maybe?
What is this?
Maybe because you haven't been home in 2 weeks,
possible?
You might not recognize my... Who is Nikki?
What is going on?
What is going on is what I would like to know as well.
Hello, sir. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm right here.
Buddha call? You think that's clever? You think that's a pun?
Wait a minute. What is going on here, sir?
Did you learn that in literature class back home, or did you learn it here?
So there is someone on the line. It sounds somewhat like my wife.
It is your wife. You're on the radio.
Wait, what is going on here?
Who is Nikki?
Well, no, wait. What is the meaning of this?
The meaning is you're not going to a Beyonce concert, huh? Definitely not going to a Beyonce concert anyways. And I don't know about your Buddha call, but maybe you don't want to come home for your Buddha call at home.
What? How is this? How are you on the
you
line? What is
it
this?
You explain it to me, because I'm too angry right now and I'm pacing.
No,
I'm pacing back and forth, because I'm standing. Listen, Raj, who is Nikki?
She is a friend of mine, but what is, how are you on the phone? What is this?
Your boys and your dogs?
What is this?
With your home dogs that you go to the strip joints with? Is it Nikki a stripper or something?
No, she's just someone, somebody from work,
She's someone from work. Not listening the whole time?
Well, yes. Well, if you want to know the truth, yes.
Yes, I want to know
carrying on, but
the truth.
You don't know the ways of American, the American women, they use the mouth. You don't use the mouth. You do not know how to use the mouth.
I can't believe you're talking about in front of everybody.
We come from India, okay? And the Indian girls do not use the mouth, and the American girls, they are using the mouth, and, you refuse to use the mouth, and she's,
Okay, you don't use it either. And from what I've heard and what I've seen on television, maybe the men are supposed to use the mouth too. And maybe if you got some and you wanted to get some, you would give some as well.
Well, no, this is not true.
We are taught not to use the mouth. You're absolutely right. I don't use the mouth, and neither do you.
No, but the man does not have to use the mouth. Because the woman...
False.
No, and then, 25% of the time you are on the periodical anyway.
100% of the time you're on the stupid... Nikki, but
sir, why are you laughing
not going
so
to
hard?
Beyonce. I'm sure he's more disappointed about that than anything else.
How is this? You are on the phone with this person who is laughing. What is going on?
This is a radio station, Raj. It's a trick. There's no tickets for you. There's just you and me and Nikki in some kind of sick triangle that involves apparently.
Well, then that is something else also, is that the American women, they are open to having another woman.
I can't believe I'm even hearing this.
No, you are not open to these kinds. There are many things that the American city can teach us,
Marriage. It's hard enough that I don't even know you when you come into my bed in the first night. And now I have to find out after putting 3 years of my life and moving to another country with you so you can pursue your career or whatever it is that you're doing with your computers.
True
Brothers Radio.
Did that one work in your world?
818-514-1202. We took it out with a bang.
Did we roll out in style?
Oh.
Well, 90% of the time you're on the periodical.
those cranky magazines. Dude.
If you want to.
What a coincidence. I love Beyonce.
No. What is the catch? What is
Oh, I don't go for any of your fancy American peaches.
Dude.
That is my favorite.
Dude.
Ladies, check and mate. You won. Check and mate.
Tony is over there crying. Tony has been hitting my inbox ever since we almost started playing that one. Dude.
Oh.
That has to be.
Oh, my man.
Did he set him up so sweet?
I want to thank you for teaching me the ways of American love.
Yes. How sweet. You are my favorite Buddha call.
Buddha call. And that fat Buddha of yours.
Don't.
The way you make the cheek bounce up and down like that.
I don't. Buddha had a belly, but you got more. My man, Raj.
Oh,
ladies.
Oh, they are the most politest people. And how may I help you today? How may I be of service to you today?
Yes.
He's working.
Oh,
he's
no.
working the tech department at the Geek Squad.
Yes.
Doing it big.
He's setting up your flat screen. That's what he does.
How may I be of service to you today? Oh, I don't want any of your fancy American bitches.
No. No.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I did buy that Honda Civic. I sure did.
Traded in my shido.
Yes. Oh, okay. Well, that is Nikki, NYKKI.
Knew how to spell that.
Who is Nikki? Wait, what type of witchcraft is going on here?
How are you on the line with the man who's selling me the ticket?
How are you? Sir, are you there? Because there's a woman... whose audio who sounds like my wife. that is your wife. Oh.
What kind of witchcraft is this?
And where are my Beyonce tickets?
He still wanted the tickets. He was, sir, this is false advertisement. This is false advertising.
Sir, I don't know, but I think you are doing wrong.
I like his wife. You know who this is, maybe?
Yeah.
I like, hey, I've made a determination. I'm crushing me an Indian girl. I got to hear that voice. I'm going to your nearest 7-Eleven.
That's wrong.
Or your damn Dunkin' Donut.
That's wronger.
Really?
That's wrong, man.
Hey, have you heard about the American Love?
Or the periodical? Let me show you the chart. Do you know who this is, Much?
Right. First off, the Indian women don't use the mouth. You should learn to use the mouth.
The American women use the mouth.
And the men doesn't have to use
No. See, 25% of the time, you're on the periodical.
And he calculated it. And it's probably right. The periodical.
God, that has to be arguably.
Ladies, what do y'all do about your pesky periodicals?
My man say, see, you want to know the truth? Yes, it's happening.
Right. You want to get it out there? Let's get it out there.
It's happening. She's my Buddha call. Yes. Are you out with your home dog?
Your peeps? He said
your home dog. He was out with his home dog. Boy, when they try to learn the slang.
Oh, boy.
Tony said that was the best. Yes, it was, Tony. That was absolute. Trust me, you should have heard us the first time we heard it. That. You are my home dog. You are my favorite. Thank you for teaching me the ways
of American love. In you, one gulp, me all the way.
Boy, hey, man.
In love.
Oh, okay.
See, here you go.
In love. And we all know,
it was like a whale swallowing a Tic Tac.
Didn't matter to you. You got all the Timberlands you wanted.
He made suits for her whole family.
She keeps all, she stays in your latest House of Darion and all the clothes they got.
House of what?
House of Darion.
We all know it, the House of Darion.
Yeah, that's Beyonce.
The ways of American
that's
love.
Beyonce's line, right before her dad had that extra baby.
That pesky extra baby.
I said, what was her dad's name?
Rufus.
Condos for that extra baby you had.
Oh, my God.
That had to be.
Oh, we ended the show with a flurry.
Yeah, we did.
We ended the show with a flurry.
Always fast forward to the end.
Nah, that being said, you know tomorrow is April 1st. Go out and have a great day, and let's see what pranks you pull.
Oh, Devon's plan on pulling Minty. I don't know who I'm about. I don't know. I'm going to pull a few, though, because it's just in my nature. I'm just born to be a prankster and a jerk.
There you go. Just don't do it on the job.
Damn. Okay.
So this has been, oh, my God, this one ended with a nice flurry.
Yes,
so we want to thank y'all, everybody who hit us up on the email out there on Facebook, the show. We actually got a fat Q. We ended up getting a fat Q out of this. So that's a nice one.
All right.
Yep. And we'll be back next week.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll be talking about these kids.
These kids nowadays.
Running wild.
Ooh, and we got some, and don't forget, we will be talking about slapping these kids around and is it okay. And remember the story we read earlier in The Terrible Truth about the kid getting punched, because that will probably come up
again. It'll be back. There you go. So, this has been a G-Network presentation, and we're letting you to the truth, brothers.
Then the truth ain't in you.
Peace, y'all.
Two fingers.
Don't sweat the technique.